Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So we look today at the story in the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, the story of Abraham being asked to sacrifice his son, his only son, biological son, Isaac. And we read these words. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And Abraham said, "Here I am." God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, who you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will show you." So Abram rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. Now on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked together. Isaac said to his father, "Abraham, father," and Abraham said, "Here I am, my son." Isaac said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God himself will provide for a burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked together. Now when they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid wood on the altar. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abram reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abram, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And the angel said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." So, as you might imagine, this is a tough story. You may remember that Abraham had two sons. His first son, Ishmael, birthed by Sarah's servant Hagar, was sent away in the wilderness with Hagar because of a jealousy within Abraham's household. Therefore, the sacrifice of Isaac represented the second time. I mean, think about this. The second time Abraham would lose a son. Now, whatever we make of God testing Abraham's faithfulness, the prospect of losing a child can make a parent's blood run cold. You know, our children are our most precious possessions, and we treat them as such. We don't ever want to lose them, even when they frustrate us. However, here's the thing. Sometimes it's hard to wrap our mind and heart around this, but our children are not actually our possessions. They are God's. And inevitably, we have to turn our children over to that divine relationship. Like all things in life, we need to let go of that which is dear to us because it's not ours. We are finite beings who are merely stewards in this life, managing the resources and the relationships entrusted to our care. So whether it's handing over a set of car keys to our 16-year-old, or dropping a newly minted college freshman off at their dorm room for the first time, or watching a son or daughter take the hand of another in marriage, we know we need to let go. We need to let go and trust that the God who has been a faithful provider for us will be so for those we love and desire to hold on to. As the religious cliche goes, we really do need to let go and let God. So the question I want you to think about is simply this: what child or significant relationship are you having difficulty letting go of, and why? Let's pray. Lord, we can't even begin to imagine sacrificing our children. And yet, in a way, that is exactly what we do. We tend to the needs, their needs for only a little while, and then we offer our kids back to you, Lord God, trusting that you will take care of them more completely than we ever could. Please strengthen that trust when it is not as durable as it could be. We pray this in the name of a son offered to the world by a father, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.